Hello, AB Locke here.
Hello, is this Scott?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Scott. My name is Chris. I'm one of the quality assurance agents here with the company Local Splash. How's your day thus far?
Oh, I was talking to the girl all morning.
Well, here's the thing, Scott. There seems to be some confusion. You had signed up with us originally back in March, and your campaign has seen some great success. You're currently on the first page of Google.
Doesn't matter. I'm not getting any calls. They're all going somewhere else. Saturday was the only day I had calls for work. All the rest of the days, I've been hacked by Verizon. I know the girl up there.
Oh, wow.
I know her boyfriend moved here from New York. It's called Lockout Locksmith, and she actually added something like that to my email before, and she says she's not with it, but every time I have a problem with my phone, I take it there. She's on it punching all kinds of shit in there.
Oh,
nothing
wow.
comes to me. So I'm getting out of, I have to get rid of Verizon.
Yeah, for sure.
I won't get rid of the phones, but I have to get another phone company. That's what
yeah.
a tenant that lives in my house, she's a dog groomer thing, business,
mm-hmm.
and she says, you gotta get out, you gotta get off that. You can get any other type of business and they can't scam you. They can't take your phone numbers in. That's what they're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
I was busy all the time. I'm a fixer locksmith and my prices
right.
are low. I had B-Bomb Medical for 6 years. Every 2 weeks they had me there because I fix everything. I don't U-line. They can't believe how I fix a panic bar and the other guy charged them $2,000 to put one on. I fix one, same problem the other one was for $300. You know, or like I do work for John Blair at $1 million homes. His chiropractor needed a panic. She needed a new panic bar because it wasn't working right. She calls a guy who wants $2,000 to put one on. Call Scott. So I go over there. I knew what it was right away. A broken gear. That was $180.
Oh, wow.
She pays me $250. I used to do cars for $95, $150. They say,
that's
are you making
good.
Any money? Yeah, just not a living. I was making lots of money. I help everybody out. I feel bad about everybody. And I'm also involved with the hepatitis C cure stuff. I made a big mistake by signing a paper with my buddies from Ecuador. I signed a paper with Merck. Now, Merck is putting a pharmaceutical company in the jungle of Ecuador right now because of the bark. It gets rid of... They couldn't find my hepatitis C, which I didn't know I had. They said, you only had a little bit, but it's gone. What are you taking? I just drink a lot of water and tea and soda. Yeah. When they took a blood test, they said, we need you to sign this paper to take a blood test on our officer. And the lawyer said, did you sign any papers? Yeah, two. Well, now you can't sue them. Now you can't get any money. They're making trillions of dollars. They said, you were never meant to be a billionaire, Scott. I invented that clear plastic lock, too, and I had Fred Jandl backing me up. Jandl's turkey farm. They're the ones that are building all the warehouses here.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets killed in a car accident. They made $12 billion on it in 8 years, a stockbroker told me.
Because
you know how they always had pictures in books showing you how to pick locks and stuff?
Yeah.
Get a clear plastic lock made into a lock, and you can see yourself picking a lock. You can see if you keyed it right. You can
mm-hmm.
see if you master keyed it right. Took them a long time. I sold it to Lockmasters, but maybe they sold it to somebody else, but they seem like they have a bigger business now.
Wow.
And then everything, but I just don't have any backups. You know, it's hard to find somebody that has money now. Jandl's are the richest people here.
Wow. I didn't know you invented all that. That's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Well, I invented that HPC hinge doctor, they call it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's taking the doors off and putting new hinges on. I just put the,
mm-hmm.
I slide it on the top lock because when you see the door on an angle going down to the left, you open the door,
yeah.
it bends the hinge back and it lifts the door up. Now I'm done. Those guys are working all day changing hinges and shit. I do it at any place. NPC sells it.
That's crazy. Yeah, you're right about that.
Ideas. Yeah, I come up with all kinds of ideas. Then I'm the guy that, and if they invented the hepatitis C cure out of, actually this is what they got out of my blood test. The hep C, the psoriasis pill, the shingles pill, the diabetes pill, the AIDS pill, the HIV pill. That's what they came up with and chemicals out of my blood test. My buddy Pat owns Gold Stone Jewelry in Whitehall here. His father had colon cancer 35 years ago. He lives by the rainforest. His best friend was a medicine man. He went in the jungle for 5 weeks, came out with no cancer.
Really? What?
Actually, the bark that we have, the cat's claw and chuchuasso, they're making the virus pill out of the cat's claw. It gets rid of malaria. It gets rid of hepatitis C.
I heard about that.
I just gave the girl that works for you his phone number because we took it out of, we were selling it in Amazon for about 10 years. Everybody that's taking it, I got people off prostate cancer, at least 20 of them. It takes about 2 months. We got MS. We got a lady, a doctor. I was in Pat's office and sitting in the back part, and he talked to this doctor and her for an hour and a half, 2 hours. He wanted to do a mouse test, but you can't a mouse. All the chemists have them. So, and somebody gave her one of her tea bags. You get three tea bags in a bag for $30. Now the chemists down in Florida sell them for $950 a bag. Because they know what it does, and they're making stuff out of it. But they can't go to the jungle to get it because the bugs will kill you in 2 days. Pat said that it's 85 degrees and 100 humidity in there every day. It was like a Tarzan movie. They had monkey for dinner. He had to meet the shaman to become. We're hooked up with Ecuador, Peru, and Brazil. Brazil, we get the Russian secret from. They use that in the movie. But it's not a steroid. It's an enhancer. Then we had this Prolong from Peru where an FBI agent bought $5,000 off me here from Allentown. He's an FBI agent. Because when I did his house, his wife had really bad arthritis in her hands, and I got rid of that in 3 days. And,
wow, that's great.
But the Prolong, you could live to 110, 115 off that.
What?
Our shaman died at 135 years old, and he only looked like he's in his 50s. That's because they kill what they eat. They don't farm shit food like we have here.
Exactly. That's, we process all this.
Our food is full of shit.
Goodness. It is.
All the medications they give you here, I'll tell you, Mucinex is fake. Everything you see on the top shelf there, I know the chemist, he's over in Caddy. Him and his friend, they make up different colored boxes every couple of months. Put, you know, this will give you a hard on, this will build up your sex. They put it in different boxes. So you don't know, so that people think it's new, and they buy those, just like arthritis pills. But I'm telling you, if you have arthritis and you're drinking a tea, it's gone within an hour or 3 days. I got old folks back in their gardens, but they don't keep it up. I don't know if they like going to the doctors or anything.
Yeah,
it's just like drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. You drink the tea. I'm drinking it now. I'm 69 years old, and people think I'm 40.
What?
I was on Klonopin for 30 years now. Then I got another doctor because my doctor made so much money off the hepatitis C. He opened a clinic in Allentown, and then he sold to his friend for $2 million. And I said, can't you give me like $1 million so I can retire? Oh, it cost so much money in research. You didn't do a fucking thing. Merck did it all. You know, and they're building a pharmaceutical company now out there in the jungle. They started out a couple months ago because they're taking all the bark away, the trees. And then tribe people only, they're getting as much as they can before. That's their medicine. They make their own medicine. And
that's the way to go, seriously.
Yeah, because we were getting their flowers and stuff from there, but they never knew about the bark. Because when I was doing a black guy's car in a bath one time years ago when I was doing cars, He said, they use that for malaria. That's what gets rid of malaria. But they're actually making a virus pill out of it now, too. That's what Trump put in his pill. It gets rid of malaria. But he got it anyway because he talks stupid. but he was a good president. You know, everybody made more money, even though he gave his big companies tax breaks. He did a lot of shit, too, you know, wrong stuff. But everybody got jobs here. Everybody's getting jobs now, but at a lower rate. You know, $15 an hour, not $35 an hour, like when I was doing work for B-Bomb Medical. People are getting
Tell
$35,
me about it, right?
$38
yeah.
an hour. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just, So he wasn't all that bad. He is a nutcase, but, you know, don't look at all the presidents we got now. Look
exactly.
At the guy that falls asleep when he's talking. You know, he,
or falls off a bike, right?
Shit. Yeah.
All right.
What is this guy? He's not doing anything right. He's talking about how bad it's getting here, but he's letting everybody over the border.
And not only that, but think about it. We're paying an arm and a leg for gas? Really? I mean,
no, but actually, okay, Don, you're probably in California or something. But down here where the paddock is in downtown here, I told the guy, they're only paying like $2.25 a gallon for the gas at the gas station.
What?
I mean, the owner's a gas station. Yeah, and they pump it up to $4 or $5. I said, lower your gas. I'll bet you everybody comes here. So he dropped it down to $4.65 a gallon. He was packed.
Wow.
All the rest of the places down here, they're not getting any business because they're all going there. And then all the ones around there dropped them down to maybe 50, 60 cents. That's a lot of money. I used to pay $25 to fill my truck every week, and I thought that was a lot of money.
Wow.
And then $3, $4. When it hits $4, $3. And tractor trailers are paying 60 cents. And Labor Day is supposed to go up to $6 a gallon for us.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. That's what I heard. I'm a 32nd degree Mason, too. I know all the...
you know
I'm
all the ins and outs, huh?
My friends are Navy SEALs. We were helping them train cops how to take guns away until I broke a guy's wrist. Then they
were you serious? How'd that happen?
Well, yeah. They pull a gun on us, no bullets. I just take it away from them real fast, you know, and you end up bending their wrist a little bit. and that, you know, we're teaching them how to take guns away from people. And I try to tell them to not quit shooting the guys in the head, just shoot them in the leg. And they were doing that for a while, but they said they didn't have no room in a prison, so they were killing them. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh.
They didn't want them around. They're over a mess. The cops are, they don't give a shit, you know. And the drug wars, everybody's dying from fentanyl. And,
right? Tell me about it.
I cleaned my act up way back. One day I was walking out of BMW club at 6 in the morning with Abe and Tia's and Tia's. I said, I ain't partying no more. I can't handle this shit. How are you going to quit? I quit doing coke, meth, all that kind of shit, drinking. Cigarettes was the hardest. I stopped all that. It took me about 2 months for cigarettes. The drugs were quick.
Uh-huh.
So I got myself straight because my brother owned all the Sun Studio tanning salons, 4 of them, 2 gyms. And then I ran all those. Everybody that had businesses wanted me to be their foreman because they know I keep everybody going straight. If they're not, I just chop, just like Steven Seagal. And, I do everything but the flips. Now I'm all out of practice because this guy took me off the pill. Then I got another doctor through another doctor. He said he should have never taken you off this pill. He's a malpractice doctor. I can't sue them because they said they'll find a way out.
Wow.
You know, life is terrible. I mean, it's really getting nasty. People are fighting over nothing.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
And when I'm locksmithing, I used to do all the Spanish guys. I had all the black people. I had all the gang members, Latin Kings, the Crips, the Bloods.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
The cars. For $95. They said you could help me out. What do you have, a Honda? I used to make them all the same keys. then I have another way of doing things for people like you and everybody else that have the chip and the key. The laser cuts are the stupidest things. Me and my buddy, the chemist, I mean, the jewelry guy, we try to make a key soft enough metal that you could put it inside the ignition and it would pick up the cut. And hard, but she said it would take a special chemical for that, and then it'd be able to turn. So easy to make a key then. But what I was doing is they had the chips in the key, and I had to program it to the car. I would take the chip out of the key and super glue it onto the ignition. You got to take the plastic off and put it on the ignition and super glue it on there real good. Even wrap a piece of tape around it. Because as long as that's there, and you turn a use a metal key, then that sparks the ignition and
mm-hmm.
you know the little black thing in there, and it starts the car. So you could have 5 or 6 keys in metal, and it would work as long as that chip is still there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like making a regular car again. I always come up with ideas, and I did shit for people, and I did. I'm a low price locksmith. P-Bomb Medical, I had them for 6 years. I fixed everything. U-Line, same thing. How'd you pick a C-123 key? You know, with the sidebar. First of all, I even invented the bump gun. You take a small sawzall, you cut down sledge keys. You take a sledge keys. You cut them down to, you know, 9s, 8s, 7s, 6s, and 5s. That's the highest you go. Then you cut off the 2 diamond hinges, pull back the little thing and the sawzall and slide the key in there. And then put the key in the door, pull the trigger, it goes 1,000 times a minute. Turn a little bit, it opens the door. Then they were making them in Mexico, but they're shitty. They're crap there. Like, I just said, how'd you get one? Well, they sent me. But, cause I come up with all these ideas, and then, people don't, you know, I made it easy by just coming up. You can buy a small little sawzall, and not the big ones. You can use the big ones, but the small ones are easy, the little hand jobs. And then it goes in and out, not up and down and bounce around like the stuff we have that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Wow,
but,
that's crazy. Well,
what are we talking about today?
I wanted to
I told her, what I told her, I wanted her to send me your
mm-hmm.
business cards for your business. I know so many people here that will sign up with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This business is the best business I ever talked to. Now I got an asshole calling me today about putting me in call service or something or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. I did look at your account here, Scott. So what I'm going to do is I see that you have 2 accounts with us. We're going to just keep one, the one that's being successful.
Right.
The reason why we're having a lot of things that were the reason why you were not getting calls is because we had a different account that was not – so having 2 accounts could actually hurt your ranking and hurts the way that you're getting phone calls. So I'm going to cancel that. I'm going to refund
right.
$150, okay? So I'm going to refund that to you now.
Why would you do that? Are you taking me off?
No, I'm going to be with you guys. I'm going to keep one account, but the other account is – it was not necessary to have the other account. So you're still going to be with us.
Okay, but somebody said I signed up in March and they were taking money out of my account then. I never signed up in March.
You
know, the
here,
149?
Yeah, the 149, uh-huh. Okay,
well,
so yeah.
Sign up in March. I was in the hospital in March. How could I sign up? Somebody else had to sign me up. I swear the girl from Verizon is hooked up with the lockout locksmith because for some reason when I was in the hospital, I had to take my paperwork in there, my ownership paper, so that she could put everything in the thing with Google to put me on Google Guaranteed or whatever it was. And I came back and I was still sick. I went to Lehigh Valley Hospital because coming off a pill, it really messes you up. I lost so much weight. I was a walking zombie until I had friends drive me around. You wouldn't believe how many people waited for me to get better.
What happened to you, though?
Smith Pond, truck. I was on clozapine for 30 years because I got anxiety.
Then
you go to a psychiatrist, and all they do is put you on shit pills. And then the guy that liked me anyway, he turned me over to the doctors in the hospital. And I was in there a week. They found out what kind of a 0.5 milligram. That's why I take 2 twice a day. I'm a little screwed up yet, but I'm talking and I'm running around and I'm working out again. And, it's just not as much because my eyes hurt. I'll probably have to get them, you know, straightened out a little bit. It's from all the medication they put you on. They put you on shit medication. You chew it, it tastes like sugar. So, you know, everything's. Well, if they test people with pills, okay, they got people on real pills over here and fake pills over here. So they ask the fake pills, how do you feel? I feel a lot better. It's all in your head. So they think everything's in my head, but not being on clozapine, that's a narcotic now, so they don't like it. And I had neighbors that were complaining, if I took too many. What is that their business? Why would it be their business?
But what happened?
I mean, all kinds of trouble.
Oh.
I ended up in the hospital. I put myself in a detox place in Philly. All they do is burn you out, and when you go home, you feel really good because they give you an Ativan. And that wears off in 6 hours. You don't have anything to go on to then. All you do is get sick. Then I end up calling an ambulance.
Wow.
I almost took 6 ambulances. They're trying to hit me up for money, but I just don't have to pay them if I don't want to. But it gave me bad credit. I forget what I was going to do.
Yeah, you were saying
if I file bankruptcy, then they'll get rid of all that shit.
Yep. That's true.
But I don't know if it'll look good for you guys, but I want to work. The only way they can get paid is if I work. On Saturday, I was busy. People were calling me. And they're all from Akanji. I couldn't believe it. And they said, I was glad I called you because for $200, that guy wanted to charge me $500 to do this lock because it's in the middle of the door.
Well, we're going to keep getting that work to you. Yeah. That's good.
As long as you give me work, I keep getting you customers. I'll get you guys that own gyms. I'll get you guys that in the carpenter business. I'll get you guys in the grass cutting business. I'll get you guys.
Oh,
I can
wow,
get you guys
good.
In it because everybody knows me. All the lawyers are my friend. I'm a 32nd degree Mason. I belong to a Mason club. If I go to court, the judge are Masons. The lawyers are Masons. The magistrates are Mason. They will throw it out. I'll just wear a suit, a Mason suit, but they all know me in there because I've done
that's
the courthouse. All my friends are probation officers or, you know, this and that, or other guards in the prison. You know, somebody acts up, I'll just tell them, because the gang members don't care about going to jail in the wintertime. They have a place to live, to eat off.
Mm-hmm.
No free food,
right?
Free TV.
Right?
That's how they live. That's what I told the old man. I say, hey, if you want to live a good life and not pay any bills here, just shoot a guy in the head and they'll put you in jail for life. You'll get a TV, a room, food. You know, what else do you want? It's
oh,
awesome. If you look at it, it's all, I make everybody laugh.
You're hilarious.
I even laugh at myself. I have these two dogs, so I had to put my last ones down about 4 years ago.
Oh,
and I wanted to get, you know, it's hard. I have two Shih Tzus. I went from big to small. And I go to hack my brother's ex-wife told me to go to Hatfield Rescue Mission because they know the people there. And a lady fostered two that are bonded. So I went out there to Reading. I sat down on the sofa. One got out of the cage and came and lay beside me. 5 minutes later, the other one's jumping up and down my lap. She says,
wow.
This has never happened before. I got to take a little movie of this. 18 people here before you, and they never left their cage.
Wow, they called
it's
you.
It's like when I go in gang members. Yeah, because they sense how you are. I'm a kind guy, and I take care of my dogs. They get better food than me. No, I'd put them on the right stuff. But the gang members, I go in their house, don't come in here. My dog will tear you apart. They have pit bulls. Don't worry about it. I go in there, they grab a pet and a toy, and they come over and hang out with me the whole time I'm there. And then I just go to this guy's house. They're in the hooker business. I had to put new locks on it. I says $400. They had a pit bull in a cage. And $400, that's a lot of money. I said, I've been here half a day, put all new locks and deadbolts on. That's cheap. You pay me, pick your ass right here and your friend. They said, we're going to let our pit bull out. We're going to let our pit bull out. And then he's taking a liking to you. It was a girl. And she came out, and she licked my leg and walked away. And they were like, what the fuck? You know, our dog, he doesn't even bite him. I can't believe all this. They sense how you are because I'm kind to all these dogs. I'm kind to people. And that's what they said, that they sense it. They sense when somebody's okay and not. They'll bite somebody that's not okay. They'll know something's wrong. But that's how
that's
it
true.
Is.
Yep.
That's my story. But I want your business cards. I talked to the girl or first. You guys are the best people I ever talked to. I talk to anybody else, they don't know, it's just this and it costs that, and we'll put you in here and put you in there. I just hang up on them.
Yeah.
But,
we'll make sure we get everything squared away. We'll send you some business cards. I'm going to look at your account, and you'll get some more calls coming, okay? So I just wanted to touch base with you.
Okay. Give me at least 10 or 15 cards. I have a lot of people.
Okay.
The more business for you, the better, right? Are you busy all the time? Are you busy?
Yeah, we're busy, but we can always take on more business, Scott. So just like you, we're always open for more customers. So.
But I only like handling a few now. I'm not young like I was doing 10 a day, because there was only 6 locksmiths then when I started in 94. And,
yeah.
And Ron started in 76. And we were getting jobs all the time. It didn't matter. It was either car openings or car keys or fixing things. I'm more of a fixer. But everybody calling me all the time, golf courses, this, that. It was fun. And so you worked me to death. I put a hat on when I first came in there, certified locksmith. Take that hat off. You'll never be certified. That's my nickname now. Certified.
There you go.
Okay, what can I do for you now? I've been on the phone all day now.
That's all. Just wanted to touch base with you. We're all good. Your account should be good to go, and then we'll go from there, okay? Thank you, Scott. I just wanted to touch base with you.
The $150 goes back in my Social Security card, right?
Yeah, goes
right?
back to your account. Yep, that's correct.
Because I was going to go up there and cancel that card out because I got to get my other card from the bank.
We're going to send it back to you. Okay?
Wow,
all right,
that's great.
I'll talk to you.
My username is 4842, my phone number, right? And my
that's
password
correct.
Is map something?
Yep. I can text it to you.
Well, Map Mobile.
Map Mobile, mm-hmm.
And I got that girl, she's going to call my friend to get that bark key for her father because he has really bad arthritis. It takes that away within an hour to 3 days.
Mm, that's really good.
Yeah, we've been selling that tea for a long time. Surgeons buy it off us, but they don't want to be known about it because it cures a lot of stuff. Hepatitis C, psoriasis, shingles, diabetes, AIDS, HIV.
Wow.
I've done 50 different things. 50 different things, and I only look like I'm in my 40s. People think, you're not 69. All your hair is just gray, but everything else, your face, all solid, you know, smooth. I look young, but I looked like shit when they took me off my medication. And then, you know, I've been on testosterone all my life, and the doctor's there, I want you to take 1 cc every 2 weeks. That's too high. I'll go over. You do what I tell you to do. I was ready to punch this guy out, man.
Oh, come on. That's crazy. Why does he tell you that?
I don't know, because I took 2 extra pills one time, and then he wanted to take me off. I didn't know it came out to be a real bad narcotic. That's why nobody will sign for you for it.
Yeah.
But I got this doctor through another doctor, Pat Swords and Mike Siaco, my good friend. They took me there, and he's there. It's being down here ready to be refilled. Nobody's filling it. I'll fill it. Now I'm back in shape. The best doctor I ever had, so I treat him well. I can't have no enemies.
yeah,
shit. All right, so send me some. I talked to the girl. She was real nice to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're real nice to talk to. See, I never have people like that. Right away, they want your phone number and they hang up. And,
oh, no. We're all about customer service here, so don't worry. We got you covered, Scott.
Maybe I should use you for my answering machine. Well, I always nice to people. I tell them how it is. I do the fairways where all the old folks live. I was just down there, and they all call me, or they had me before. I had 14 jobs waiting for me for 2 months when I went back.
Wow.
My buddy helped me. Smith Hahn, steel companies. They don't, right? Anybody else
yeah.
can work. And my price is $800 to put a panic bar on. Everybody else is over 2,000. You know.
Wow. Well, that's why they call you.
All right, sir.
Man. All right, Scott. We'll get touch.
I'll do the job right. I don't care how long it takes me. They rush everything. But thank you, sir. Send me cards.
All right.
Her now, and I'll get them out. You get more calls. Don't forget
okay.
me then.
I won't.
Thank you.
We got you, Scott. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.